99. Are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recording for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
We have provided Unit 99 of the Sacramento Police Department the tape recorder it carries and the officer in charge, Sergeant Meredith, so that you, who depend on your police for protection, can hear them in action, on duty. And what you hear on this radio program is real. No question about it. The suspects are real. The victims are real. Bear this in mind as you hear these cases. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 3. 214 L. Lincoln. A man threatening a woman with a gun. Code 2. Check 3 came in on 7.
Unit 3 is going to check out a man with a gun on Lower L Street. Let's go along.
Units here. Evidently inside. Let's go in.
There in the back.
Hello, Peyton. He just told the lady.
He told me that I come in, you know, and when I come in, she was all nervous and shaking, you know. I says, what's the matter with her? He said she was sitting down there. And this guy come in. When he was sitting down here, he showed a gun. He says, don't get nervous. Just relax. See, little one? And he says, because I show you something, he got a gun. So she just stood there. She didn't know how to use a telephone, so... So when I come back here, she told me about it.
What did he tell you? That he was looking for a woman and a man who had robbed him of his money? How old was the man?
He asked me my age. He's 100 years old.
He asked you your age?
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't be nervous. He threatened you at all.
When he come in, I stand up and he said, sit down, relax, relax.
Did he buy anything?
No. He said, I'm looking for a woman, robbed my money. But he said, don't be nervous. He said, I show you. He got a gun here.
Now, what does he look like?
A skinny man. A skinny. Got a khaki shirt.
Khaki shirt.
And jean pants.
Jean pants.
And got a cap.
A cap.
A cap, something like that, a peak on it.
Peak on it.
Yeah.
And how old did you say he was?
Maybe 35.
Mexican boy?
No, he's American.
Okay, we'll go take a look and see if we can find him.
Stop the car, Dan. Let's take a look at that guy. Khaki shirt, black jeans, gold cap. Skinny, and a white man.
Where is he?
Right there, just going in the Gold Nugget.
Well, let's go in there. There he is, Guthrie's got him.
This is a man. He has a gun in his belt.
Yeah.
Looks like an old-style Frontier model.
Loaded? Is it loaded?
Yes, it's loaded. Side loading. Real older.
See it, Bruce. What are you doing with this loaded gun on you?
I didn't feel like leaving it in my car, officer.
Leaving in your car?
What's that?
You're looking for some woman, aren't you?
Well, I was looking around to see what woman was at.
Just broke it open, fully loaded. Do you have a permit to carry this gun?
No, I haven't.
But why are you carrying it?
Like I stated, I don't feel like leaving it in the car. My car is out here on the streets. So
that's not a very good excuse.
Want the other one?
Now we'll keep this as evidence.
All right, let's go.
We're going to take this fellow in and have the victims, the people he approached, come in and
identify him.
You want to tell us anything more about this gun?
I don't want to leave it. Didn't want to leave it in my car. My car has been sitting on the street since about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I went to a show. The gun was sitting in the car at the time.
Yeah?
After it got dark, I got kind of leery about leaving it in there because windows can be broke. Sure, I can lock the car. The fact is, it's locked right now.
Well, don't you think it'd be a lot better to keep it in your car than have it on your person like you did tonight and picked up with it on you?
Well, I'll admit I was taking a chance of getting myself in trouble by carrying it, yes.
Didn't you go into a bar down here in 2nd and 3rd on L Street and confront some barmaid down there? That's right, over here, south of the border. Now, tell us your story.
Was it an elderly woman?
That's
or
right.
A young one?
Elderly Mexican woman.
All right. At that place there, yes, I admit going in there. I was in one other one and I asked about a woman.
Now, why did you want a woman?
I'm trying to find out what the woman is doing right now.
What woman?
I don't know what her last name is. All I know is her first name. She was living with a fella out here on the old Marysville Road. He treated her sort of like a slave, in other words. Every time that she gets a few drinks or something goes wrong, he brings her around to town here and dumps her. That's her shift for herself. He's supposed to be a body and fender man.
Are you looking for him tonight?
Not in particular. I was trying to find her. I'm trying to get her off to places here in town. She's a heavy drinker.
And did you think that you'd need a gun tonight to get her off these streets?
Not her, no. I wasn't that.
Who were you after?
I'm going to tell you now, and I tell anybody, I don't care who it is, the man that has been treating this woman like he has been treating her. He has beat me out of money, beat everybody that he knows out of money. He's a guy that the DA right now doesn't have too much use for.
So you were looking for him with this gun?
He has a gun, too.
Is that the reason why you were carrying this?
No, that's not the reason I was carrying it. The reason I was carrying that was, like I told you, to keep it from being sitting in my car.
Well, I guess
this
is...
It looks bad for me. It is bad for me. Puts me in a bad spot. I've got a chance of going up the river for a while. I know that.
What kind of a record do you have?
I'm a one-time loser.
For what?
McNeil Island.
Federal offense?
From the territory of Alaska.
What was the charge?
Illegal entry into a dwelling. Anchorage, Alaska.
So that makes you an ex-con with a gun, don't it?
That's right, sir. I know what I'm facing right now.
All right. Do you want to tell us anything further about the purpose of carrying this gun? Other than what you've told us already, I don't think you're actually telling us the truth. You want to stick to your story?
The only thing else was that if this other guy had been around and given me a bad time and drawn a gun on me, I'd have shot him.
You would have killed him?
Not actually killed him, I'd have shot him.
Well, that's...
Because he's made the boast. Then anybody cross him, and he's going to kill him.
So you're more or less going to take advantage of the situation. If you see him first, you're going to shoot him. Is that right?
Not unless he draws on me.
You see, is that your car?
That's right.
You're the legal and the registered owner?
I have the pink on it, but the man, I still owe him money on it.
I want to check through it, Bruce, see if there's anything else in
there. Yeah, good idea, Dad. Looks like you found a holster, Dan.
Yeah, I found a holster and the belt on the front seat there.
Well, you certainly know better than to carry a gun on your person the next time.
That's right, Sergeant. I know better. That's why I have no complaints.
Going out looking for a guy with a gun is a good way of getting into trouble.
I have no squawks at all.
Anything else, Dan?
Do you have another car?
Nope. Not at the present time. There's a set of license plates in there for a 51 Ford. It's in North Hollywood, California.
That's right. It's registered to you.
I haven't sent the plates or title back to the people that has the car in their possession at the present time.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, it was kind of a shady deal that they got the car to begin with.
They still have possession of the car?
They have possession of it, yes.
Who has the pink slip?
The pink slip is right there with the plates.
I see in the back seat, too, the tools back there look like burglar tools. What kind of work do you
burglar
do?
Tools.
That's right. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a mechanic.
What kind of a mechanic?
Automotive and diesel.
What kind of tools are those in the back of the car?
In the trunk?
In the back, on the floor, in the back seat.
In the back seat, those mostly tire tools.
Pair of pliers?
Pair of pliers, that's a pair of side cutters, I believe. Wire cutters.
Sounds like this man could be a pretty good burglar, too.
Could somebody tell him he'll find a movement of a watch laying on the front seat there in a cigarette case with some other odds and ends of watch parts?
What are they there for?
I bought the watch today. The other parts I've had for quite some time.
Where'd you buy the watch from?
Down here on K Street, this money to loan.
You said there's watch works laying in there.
Yeah, there's a watch movement. Waltham watch movement.
And that's all you bought was just the movement?
That's what I bought today. The other stuff I've had for quite some time.
Isn't it a little unusual to buy a watch movement in one of these pawn shops?
Not for me. Fact is, in my right shirt pocket, I have a 7-jewel watch that I bought from there. Down here in my watch pocket, I have a Hampton pocket watch.
Well, that part of it is fine. I can understand you're buying a whole watch, but not just the movement.
It's a hobby of mine, working on watches.
Well, those watches will have to be checked out by the detectives as far as numbers are concerned. I think, as you said a while ago, Dan, it'd be a good idea to turn him over to the Detective Bureau and let them check into it further.
What's the charge there, Bruce, that is on the book against this guy?
Well, we booked the man, ex-con, with a gun, which is specifically 12025 of the Penal Code, Deadly Weapons Act. We have already booked him. He's been placed in the cell. We booked the gun as evidence, the holster that you found in the car. The bullets and the gun have been marked so that it can be identified in court. Two watches that he had on his person were also booked as evidence. Now we're going to take this information down and give it to the Detective Bureau, and they'll follow through from there. I imagine that they'll go down and search that car more thoroughly than you had time to do.
Yeah.
And also check up on this man's record and check into those possible burglar tools.
The Good Samaritan with a gun told an odd and unbelievable story, but the outstanding feature was that he was an ex-convict in possession of a gun. Investigation revealed nothing criminal in connection with the watches or tools, and he was sentenced to 6 months in the county jail on the gun charge.
Well, there's a traffic unit ahead about a half a block. We're stopped at a red light right now. As Officer Bender and McAdams, they have somebody out in the street there. Let's check with them, see what it is. Hello, Mac. What do you have here?
Danny, we just got a call of an accident down here with a possible 502 in it. And we have the man here.
Well, right in front there?
Yeah, in this nice blue car, see? And well, what he's done, he's hit these two cars parked over here. He's hit one and knocked it up onto the curbing and slammed it up into another one.
Oh, is that meter box knocked over too?
Yeah, and just knocked that right down. That's... and not too much damage over there. Considerable to the second car, not very much to the first car. Then what he did, he drove over here. I guess it's about 130 feet and where his motor died. Otherwise, I suppose he'd have just kept right on going.
Did you see this?
No, we have witnesses, though, that we have their names, and they've given them to us.
Did they stop you on it?
Yeah.
I see. Anybody hurt?
No, he's... like most of them, they're not hurting me.
I see.
Yeah, I think he might go 502 on this. Would you mind taking him in for
us? No, I'd be glad to. We'll beat you in the station there. If you, just as soon as you get through your reporting here, I'll check with you in there.
Yeah, about 5 or 10 minutes,
okay.
Danny.
What's this going to look like now? What are the charges going to be?
Well, I'd say it's a definite hit and run, 483 of the vehicle code, and From the way he looks to me right now, I'd say drunk driving, 502.
Well, get in here. Yeah. Hello, boy.
Right in the back seat.
That's it. Yeah. Nope. Better get your feet in there. That's it. Okay.
Before I get done, I'm going to cause you some trouble, see?
Oh, we haven't done anything to you.
That's all right. I'm not mad at you.
That's a boy.
You know I'm going to get and cause you trouble? I'm going to get Bart Kavanaugh. I'm going to cause you some trouble, see?
Well,
I live here in Sacramento, see?
Yes, that's true.
I'm going to get Bart Kavanaugh, and he's a good friend of mine, and I'm going to get... you have taken my car in, and you have taken me in here, you know me? And I am going to cause you some trouble before I'm over.
Well, why do you want to cause us trouble?
Why? Well, why would I cause you trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you're wrong, see?
Why do you think we're wrong?
Well, that's all right. You're going to take me in tonight. That's all right. Before I get done tomorrow with you, I'm going to get Bart Kavanaugh, and I'm going to cause you some trouble, see?
Well, that's your privilege.
Well, that's my privilege.
That,
that's right.
If you want to do that,
that's right.
Ahead,
that's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean?
All right.
Tonight don't mean nothing. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You're going to take me in tonight, and as a police character, and this thing. But when I get done with you tomorrow, I'm going to find out who you are. I'm going to find out what you did to me, and I'm going to get Bart Kavanaugh, and he's a good friend of mine, and.
Well, what did I do to you?
You didn't do nothing to me. You didn't do nothing to me. You'll find out before you get done tomorrow night. Just because you took me in tonight. You just wait till I get all done tomorrow.
Okay.
That's all right.
You warm enough back there?
Yeah, sure. I'm fine. You know, this man's got my automobile, and I haven't got my automobile, you know what I mean?
Well, they're taking care of it for
you. That's right, that's right. I'm going to find out what happened to my automobile, you know?
Well, you struck that parked car back
there. That's right, that's right, that's right.
You remember doing that?
No, I'm not mad at nobody.
You remember hitting the parked car
back there? Well, sure,
sure. How much... drinking did you do tonight?
About? Well, I did pretty good drinking.
How many did you have about?
Well, probably 15, 20 drinks.
I see.
I'm not mad at nobody.
Whiskey or beer?
Well, I've been drinking whiskey all night.
Well, here we are. This emergency hospital.
I say, I'm not mad at nobody. But
here we are.
Possible 5. Possible 5 or 2. Okay. Very possible.
Have
you been to the doctor today? Do you have diabetes?
No.
Have you taken any medicine today?
No.
Have you been drinking?
I think I had a few drinks, yeah.
What were you drinking?
Well, I think I've been drinking four or five,
highballs?
Highballs.
Whiskey?
Yeah, whiskey.
You had four or five drinks of whiskey?
Four or five drinks of whiskey.
I thought you told me you had 10 or 15 drinks.
Oh, maybe I did.
Did you see?
Maybe I did have 10 or 15 drinks.
Well, which would you rather say?
I said I had 10 or 15 drinks of whiskey.
10 or 15?
Yeah. Okay. In the...
When was that? What period?
Tonight. Tonight.
Starting when?
8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm. Until when?
8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
Until when? When did you have your last drink?
About... 8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
When did you start drinking then?
About 8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
Well, when did you stop drinking then?
8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
You had some quick ones then?
Yeah.
Do you have any physical disabilities?
Not that I know of.
You haven't had a drink since 9 o'clock?
Yes, I have.
Well, then when did you have your last drink, would you say?
About 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I see. All right. Now, we'd like you to get up and perform for us a little bit. Do you want to walk across the room there?
Yeah, I will.
Now, this way.
Now, walk around the bed. Okay, that's fine. All right, now just stand up straight there, please. And face me. Now put your feet together. Toes together, too.
Cool. Can I put my toes together that way?
That's fine. Okay. Now close your eyes. Close them tight. Close your eyes.
Okay,
that's fine. All right, now pick up, open your eyes. Pick up your right foot and stand on your left foot.
My right foot.
Pick up your right foot and stand on your left foot.
Well, I probably am well done.
Well, see it. Let's see you try. Pick up your right foot and stand on your left foot.
My right foot. That's your foot.
All right. Well, do it one way, then do it the other way.
I still say I'm well done.
Well, no, I want you to try to do this now.
Well, I'm well done. I know that.
Pick up your foot.
I'm well done.
Okay. You can sit down.
Okay.
Did you tell the doctor you were not in an accident tonight?
No.
You weren't?
No.
Was that? No. Yes, you were.
Was that?
Yes.
Where?
On L Street, between 11th and 12th. You struck a parked car. Didn't you know that?
No, I don't know that. I said, I don't want to hurt nobody, and I don't want to hurt nobody.
That's right. But you didn't hurt anybody. You just struck a parked car. What does your report show on that possible 502?
Well, my conclusions were that the man was obviously under the influence of alcohol and should not be driving.
I doubt that there is a police officer who has not, at some time, been threatened with trouble or loss of his badge for doing his duty. In modern departments, of course, such threats are ridiculous and the men are fully aware of it. In this case, the self-styled personal friend of the city manager paid a drunk driving fine of $263 and $105 for hit-run driving.
This is Unit 99, presented in cooperation with station KFBK in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department.
Sacramento Police, Unit
99 is a presentation of the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.